Self-leadership is the foundation of good leadership altogether. Take full responsibility for your time. It belongs to you. The question is, what do I invest my limited time into? Simplify processes to free up time. Identify the crap and cut it. Hello and welcome, dear Leitwolf, dear leader of the pack. No matter whether this is the first time that you're joining, warm welcome, or whether you're a long-time Leitwolf podcast fan, it's great that you're investing some of your precious time to be with us, to be with me today. My name is Stefan, and I am your Leitwolf Leadership Podcast host. One of the biggest topics in leadership is managing resources, including your time. And in the context of our new intensive course, Self-Leadership, one of the things you have to really be very careful with is how you use your time. Some context. The increasingly complex business world that you and I are living in is constantly placing new demands on employees and on leaders. These can be met and mastered if we really lead ourselves with self-leadership. Because when you lead yourself, you act and you own your own responsibilities. You define your own goals and you define your own path that you want to take. You review your actions from time to time and your achievements and your successes. And sometimes it's not just about pushing yourself to achieve more, but also about self-critically scrutinizing what is really essential, what really deserves your time, and what doesn't. As a leader, you constantly lead on three different levels. You lead yourself, you lead your boss, and you lead everybody else around you. But first and foremost, you must always lead yourself. Because self-leadership is the foundation of good leadership altogether. Good leadership involves good decision-making as one important discipline. For example, deciding which topics to invest your limited time into and which ones not. You have to decide that. But you also have the privilege and the opportunity to decide it. Because your time belongs to you. Whenever I've had phases in my life with less success or less satisfaction, I had either made poor decisions just before or invested some of my time into non-essential issues. It was particularly unpleasant when I felt forced to make mistakes. This happened rarely, but it happened. Conversely, whenever I felt I was helping my team, I was helping my company to do the right thing and be successful, whenever I was successful and got into the flow with the people around me, I took full responsibility for my time and how to invest it well. So self-leadership matters, and in self-leadership, how to invest your time matters a lot. And that's why I would like to share three ideas with you. Not with the intent to say that this is right. You may have a different view on things. Maybe you disagree with some of my suggestions. But still, it might trigger thinking in you. It might make you think differently about the way you lead yourself and others. And that's why I'm going to share them. Tip number one, take full responsibility for your time. It belongs to you. How many times in my life have I said the sentence, quote, sorry, I don't have time, unquote? Probably thousands of times. And if I think about the sentence with a bit more reflection and a bit more conscious thinking, I just have to say it's complete and utter nonsense. It's not about how much time I have. How much time I have is defined before each and every day even starts. Like in your life, in my life, a day has 24 hours. So it's not about how much time I have, But the question is, what do I invest my limited time into and what not? Right? So I need to rethink. You have the opportunity to rethink. Do you really have to attend every meeting you are invited to? Some people do it. They literally attend every single meeting they are invited to. But I think before accepting an invitation to a meeting, reflect consciously. Does your participation in this meeting produce more cost or more value for your customers, for your company? If it does, if your participation does produce more value than cost, then by all means, go and attend the meeting. However, if in certain circumstances, maybe in exceptional cases, your participation in this meeting produces more cost than value, then go talk to the person inviting you and politely cancel your participation. If it produces more cost than value, don't go. And invest your precious time otherwise. And in addition, allow others around you, everyone in your environment, to take full responsibility for their own time. Of course, always in exchange for clear goals, for clearly aligned expectations on outcomes. But allow them to invest their time themselves, rather than instructing them for every single second that they have. So that's my advice number one, how you can get most value out of your time. Take full responsibility for your own time. It belongs to you. Second tip, prioritize the essentials. Stop or delegate everything else. What is really essential for the short and long-term success and sustainability of your team, your country, your company? Not everything that you and I sometimes believe, not everything that others believe and want you to spend time on, and especially not 30 different projects at once. And I have worked with leadership teams of global companies where more than 30 different projects were top priority at once. I'm not sure that they really focused on the essentials. Most of the time, when I see highly successful companies, they focus typically on just three essential drivers. Find those drivers. Name them specifically. Align them with everyone around you. And then invest 70% of your and your team's time into these top three priorities and essentials, into these top three business drivers. Invest 20% into your B priorities that are not as important as those three essential drivers, but still important enough to be done. And leave 10% of your time free for reflection so that you can think and help everyone around you to do the same. And tip number three, simplify processes to free up time. In addition to poorly prepared meetings that are one of the biggest time drains in the corporate world, also complicated processes are particularly big time wasters. I think as a manager and as a leader, it is your and my job to simplify complicated processes and cut worthless work. Cut worthless processes. This thought always reminds me of a great moment, which, believe it or not, is 3 decades ago and in my first part, in my first career in the early days, when a great leader whose behavior had strong impact on my life, strong impact on my decision to found my own company 11 years ago. When Michael called us together, he called me and Sabine and Dieter and Ralph and Sam from the US, 5 or 6 young managers. We were all like 2 to 5 years in the business. And one time he came around into our open space office and said, hey guys, you and you, come into this office, join me please for just 20, 30 minutes on cut the crap. And we went like, what? Yeah, just trust us. Trust me, I'd like to help you save some time. Come in and let's discuss some cut the crap exercises. So we went in, sat down, and then he explained, look guys, in every single company, almost all the time, projects and processes are started with the good intention to create more value than cost. Some of these decisions and processes are smart because they later on prove that they do indeed produce more value than cost for customers and for our company. However, sometimes, even if well-intended, processes that were once started show and prove out to be producing more cost than value. They just didn't work out. But companies and people keep on doing it without reflecting. So this is why we do this now. I'd like you to think about your current work, think about your work in the last couple of months, and think whether there is any single piece of work where you have a suspicion. The suspicion that this particular piece of work produces more cost than value. So think. And then after just a few seconds, our young finance manager raised his hand and said, Michael, I have a question. Do you recall when 7 months ago our global president came here to Frankfurt and worked with us and requested me to start doing this special report for him once a week? And Michael went like, I'm not sure I remember, but say more. He said, yes, since 7 months, I'm preparing a special report for this president. Okay, Michael asked, how much time do you invest? The finance manager said, okay, I think it's about 5 to 6 hours every week. It's about 6 hours a week. Okay, Michael said. And then he asked, has the president ever come back with any question on this report? No, he didn't. And then he looked at all of us asking, has any one of you guys ever used this report to make better business decisions? And we went like, nope, we didn't even know the report existed. Okay, said Michael, finance manager, please stop producing this report now. And the young man was nervous. He said, Michael, but how can I stop this report? It's this global president who wants it. He said, don't worry. Just blame it on me. If you ever get a question or a critical question, then please direct it my way. I will take care of it. Okay, so the finance manager stopped doing the report. And you know the worst thing that happened thereafter? Exactly. Nothing happened. Nothing whatsoever. So this gentleman didn't even realize that producing this report was stopped. And that means that probably for about 7 months, this young man wasted 6 hours a week because the report he produced wasn't read by anyone. Sad, but real. That's a high caliber candidate for cut the crap. Do you have candidates for cut the crap exercises in your team? Well, then think, reflect, assemble a few change agents around you, identify the crap and cut it. So that's idea number one. The second one is simplify processes. Check whether all key decision makers on your most important processes are really necessary. If yes, keep those processes unchanged. Keep all those decision makers involved. Or whether maybe a few individual decision makers could possibly be removed from the process without losing quality, without making the decision any worse. And if your answer is yes, you can, then have a polite conversation with these people and take them out of the process. Simplify the process and speed up your work. A final input on simplification and saving time. You may or may not like Apple products. You may or may not buy them and support the philosophy behind it. But I have experienced some time ago how a simple, focused pricing strategy can simplify processes and free up a lot of time and probably increase sales. I was just lucky enough in 2007 to be a general manager at T-Mobile Germany, to be responsible for marketing, and to be one of the core team of people who over 1 year prepared and then delivered the launch of the very first iPhone into the world outside the United States. And I vividly remember how we discussed, sometimes indirectly with Steve Jobs, and for a day also directly working with him, we discussed pricing strategy. And I heard about his good, better, best approach, meaning good is the lowest price, is the lowest cost way to get a good performance with an iPhone. Better was higher quality at a slightly higher price, and the best combination between low cost and high quality. And best was the highest tariff, the most expensive product, where you really got everything inside. And that good, better, best logic, I think, is very strong because it's so simple. Simple for customers to understand. One is the lowest cost way to get the service. One is the best combination of quality and price. And the upper one is the best quality you can imagine. And I think that simplicity is one part and one secret of Apple's success. And if you now reflect about your own pricing strategy, your product, your country, your company, is your pricing strategy also simple enough? Or is it more complicated? Does it deserve all the complication it has? Or could you simplify it? You might even be able to increase your sales by simplifying your pricing strategies. And for sure, you might save a hell of a lot of time of people in your company who currently manage pricing strategy that might be a little more complex than they need to. So in a nutshell, these are my three tips for you on how you realize that your time belongs to you and how you best invest it wisely. One, take full responsibility for your time. Your time belongs to you. Two, prioritize the essentials. Stop or delegate everything else. And three, simplify your processes to free up time. And now it's start time. If you do like this podcast, then please do me a favor, take your smartphone right now and click the star rating in your podcast app. Click the stars you deem appropriate, leave a short reference, because that will help us a lot to understand how well this podcast delivers to your expectations, and it might help us make it even better in the future. So please click on stars, leave a reference, and I say a big thank you both for doing this and also for your time today. I hope you've enjoyed it. And already now, I really very much look forward to welcoming you again, sometime soon, here in the Lightwolf podcast. Thank you. Your Stefan.